Good morning. We're so glad you came today. I braved the elements to come out and worship the Lord. It's a wonderful season of the year to be involved in worship. We are saddened this morning, if you did not know already. Our pastor's father passed away yesterday about 3 o'clock, 3:15, and so he is there in West Virginia with the family. But we are blessed to have Michael Barrett with us to fill in for our pastor. You pray for Michael as he prepares to bring the message for us. God has been good to us this year, and we've been through a lot of difficult things, and we still have folks like our pastor going through difficult things. Many people in our family, our church family, going through some difficult times. So as we pray this morning, would you just offer up a prayer for our pastor and his family and others in our church that you might know are going through a difficult time? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your love for us. God, we know you love us and you care about us. Even in the difficult times, we're still aware of your love. And we just thank you and praise you for the confidence that we have that you are there to help us go through difficult times. Lord, we pray that you'll be with our pastor this morning, today, and tomorrow as they go through this difficult time of making an adjustment to not having his dad there. We pray for Pipestem Baptist Church this morning. Their pastor won't be there this morning because he's with you. Lord, I pray that you'll bless that church. And Father, help us today to focus our attention on you as we worship you. Be with our ladies ensemble as they sing, the choir as they sing, Brother Barrett as he brings the message. Lord, let everything we do in this hour bring honor and glory to you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. December is our month for Lottie Moon, and we've been watching videos each Sunday morning. We'll be doing that again today. Lottie Moon is our international mission thing. We have folks who over the years have been to a lot of different places in the world doing missions here out of our church. We've been to Honduras, we've been to France, we've been to Cuba a lot of times. As you watch this video, keep in mind that many of these people in war-torn countries are facing very difficult times and difficult circumstances and limited access to what they need to do their ministry with. And that's what Lottie Moon's all about.
I decided to write a letter to a missionary couple from IMB who baptized me, mentor me, and disciple me during my life. And this is my way to say thank you to them. Dear Henry and Tasha, it's been a long time. I know we don't talk that frequently or had the chance to meet in person recently, even living in the same country, but I thought this could be a good opportunity to remind you how much I love you.
Your friendship and companionship changed my life. From having conversations with a 16-year-old girl who dressed all in black about life and being a teenager, to teach me the Bible at your house in Renee Street, to the summer camps, to pray for me countless times, and many, many more memories.
Well, most importantly, there was no relationship with the Lord. However, in your family, I felt true Christian love. The care and the kind words you both always had for me is something I always be grateful for.
Also, I finally found a great example on how to form a family centered in Jesus, the way you raised your kids, the hospitality you always had with your neighbors, and the love you had for each other made me realize that another life was possible.
You supported my dream of living in the United States, and most of all, you both taught me how to trust and surrender my life to Jesus.
And even in the lowest times, I proudly say I live a joyful life, and the Lord is my shepherd. With him I lack nothing. I pray that many more lives could be touched by your love and care for the people. No matter the distance, you will always find a friend
and a sister in Christ in me. Los quiero mucho, Fio.
We needed to hear that.
Yes, we did.
That's because y'all were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does that mean?
You can't do it by remote control. You can't mail it in. You can't show up on a Thursday and leave on a Sunday. You have to stay there.
Yeah. I think what was one of the most important things is that they were there. They were in Uruguay. They were present there. In Spanish, we say, estaban con nosotros, vivían con nosotros. And that changed me. That affected my life personally.
Turning with me to 89, O Come All You Faithful, and while they're making their way back, let me mention that we are still having our cantata tonight, and we just pray that you'd be praying for that, and please praying for the voices. We have several, some solos and some others who are, a lot of people having some issues, as we all are at this time of year. We just pray your blessing on that, and we're grateful that Kelly Joyce has agreed to take over narrating for Brother Roy. And so we just look forward to having a special evening tonight, and pray that she'll be here, and also thankful to Sandy and the folks on her committee for getting us ready for the fellowship afterwards. Let's sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful."
Let us find our rest.
and Todd this evening. Look forward to you hearing the rest tonight. Please turn to 86, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Good morning. Well, it's a rainy day, but a glorious day. Amen. It's a day that we celebrate our precious Lord and Savior and are so thankful. So thankful that you have mentioned Lottie Moon Christmas offering and you're giving toward that. I don't know if you know the facts or not, but North Carolina Baptists have led all the other states in Lottie Moon giving for the last 18 years. We've been the leading state in giving. So praise the Lord. Last year, we all together gave across the United States $196 million. This year, the goal is $200 million. And so we need everybody giving. Also, another fact you might not know is that 20% of all missionaries serving on foreign soil are from North Carolina. And so this is a leading state in declaring the gospel to the ends of the earth. And so I'm proud to be a North Carolina Baptist, and I hope you are too. And I'm thankful for every missionary, for the hard places they're in, and for them being so willing, again, to go and sacrifice and give up everything that we know is comfort, again, to declare the great good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take your Bibles, if you would. Luke chapter 2, a story you're familiar with. Beginning at verse 8, we'll read verses 8 through verse 14, all right? While you're turning there, I begin with the story of a father and a son who's back during the World War I days, decided one night just to take a walk down the street. And so as they're walking down the street, all of a sudden, their little boy noticed a star shining in one of the windows of the homes. And so he turned to his dad and was asking his dad, what does that mean, Dad? What is that star there for? And so the dad began to explain it. That meant that back in the days of war, that family had given a son in battle for the freedom of America. And so the little boy continued walking, and all of a sudden he said, well, that house doesn't have a star, and so they didn't give a son, and that house has a star, and that house has two stars. They gave two sons again to the battle that we could have freedom. And all of a sudden they come in between buildings, homes, and he can look up in the sky.
And as he sees the sky, there's a bright star shining. And he says, look, Dad, look, God must have given a son also. God did give a son, didn't he? And that son was the precious Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you could have salvation. One incredible moment. You know, anytime a child is born, it's a miracle. You do know that, right? Yes, it is. And when Christ, again, when God, when Christ left heaven and God became flesh, what an incredible moment it was. Again, light invaded darkness. And God spoke after 400 years of silence, and hope was born for everyone ever born in this world. Let's read the story. Now, they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. One incredible moment, one incredible Savior, as this story proclaims. But I go back to a simple word. It's used twice in this passage, and that is the word behold. Behold, and what he means by that is he's proclaiming again the good news, the good tidings, is be sure not to miss this. Make sure you see this. It's kind of like the invitation, come and see. You take any pictures during the holidays? Anybody out there? You do? And you're wanting to capture the moment? You're wanting to build memories? You want to be able to look back and reflect again of this special occasion and this special time, because pictures capture the moment. Again, we don't want to miss those first steps of a child, or the first words of a child, or the first things that a child does. And so the angel reminds us, don't miss this. And what I want to say to you, don't miss his love every day. Don't miss his grace operating in your life and your behalf every single day. Don't miss his goodness extended to you and extended to me every day. Don't miss his glorious work on your behalf for you every single day. Behold, don't miss this. God's Christmas gift to you. Did you know it would be the most expensive gift you'll ever receive in life? It cost God his own begotten son. It will be not only the most expensive gift, it's the only gift that's going to last forever. Everything else is going to deteriorate again, or become non-important. But the gift of the Son of God will last forever. And then it's a practical gift. You get to use it every day. Amen. He becomes special to you every day. He works in your life every day. He gives you grace for every need every day. He's in your corner. Behold, don't miss this. Just a week and a half ago, I walked into the dermatologist's office. It was the first time I'd been there. Mine retired, and so I was getting a new dermatologist, and so I have to go through the process of insurance cards and name and all this, and the lady on the other end was receiving all that information, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she said, are you a preacher? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. And you should have seen the biggest glow just came up on her face. Said, just 3 weeks ago, I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior and I was baptized. And she was so overjoyed of telling me about that whole experience. She said, on a Sunday night, again, there was just something urging in me to go to church. And so I went to church. I knew there was something missing in my life as I was not at peace. And all of a sudden, as I went that night, the Spirit of God spoke to me and compelled me to come to the cross. And I received him. And then I was baptized again the next Sunday night. And man, it was something that I so desperately needed in my life. Wow. You know, there is something missing if Jesus is not in your life, isn't it? It is something missing. And the most important part of your life is missing. And there will never be peace until Jesus Christ, again, sits on the throne of your heart. And as your Savior, and your sins have been forgiven by his glorious life and death and resurrection on the cross. The angel announced the purpose for this Christmas. He says it is a time of celebration and it is a time of salvation. For the angel said, it is good news, verse 10. Then the angel said to them, don't be afraid, for behold, I bring who? I bring you. So again, make sure you understand the good news is personal. It's not just for the world. It is for you specifically. God's love is for you specifically. I bring to you, again, good tidings of great joy. It's good news. Amen? Praise the Lord. It's positive news. It's personal. It's positive. Good news of great joy. And it's universal because it will be for all people. Aren't you thankful that the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ was sufficient for everyone? That again, sin's payment was paid in full. When Jesus hung on that cross, he declared, it is finished. You see, it doesn't matter where you are, what you've done, where you've been, where you're headed. This news is for you. It is good news. A Savior is born. It's kind of like the magazine said, news you can use. Amen. I like news you can use. And the news is God loves you. And the news is God is for you. And God is with you. And God is in you. The hope of glory. The entire reason for Christmas is the love of God. Created in His image. God sent Jesus that we could understand His heart. And that we could understand our need of that love. Without beholding Christ, we would never understand His heart, nor our sinful position. But looking upon His holiness and realizing He lived that perfect life, we then look at ourselves and see our great need. He's Creator. He loves variety. You do know that, right? God loves variety. Just look at the different plants and the different animals and the rock formations. And look at people. When He made you, He broke the mold, right? Yeah. He loves variety. And He's all powerful. He loves beauty. He gives you taste buds. He gives you eyes to behold the beauty, ears to hear all kinds of sounds. Your capacity for enjoyment is evidence of God's love toward you. And He says it personally. Man, my heart is beating. Take a breath right now. Hello? Just take a breath right now. You see, you matter to God. God cares deeply for you. And God's love is unchanging. He grew to manhood. He modeled the kind of life that pleases God. He taught us the truth. He paid for every sin. He proved that He was God and could save us through the resurrection. And when He hung on that cross, He said, I love you this much. He came to reveal God's heart, and that is love. He also came to make sure we understand God is with us and God is for us. The name Emmanuel. God with us. And the angel said, do not be afraid. Ever been afraid? Hello? I bet all of us have been afraid sometime or another. And it's usually not because of the bright light that shone as it did in this passage of Scripture. Usually it's because of darkness that you're in, right? And you don't know the outcome or what's going on or what's around the corner there. But in this moment, the light shone bright. But the good news is we lose fear when God is near. God's presence trumps panic. Amen? It always does. And the good news is God knows about everything that's going on in your life. And God cares about everything going on in your life. And God understands about everything going on in your life. And the good news is He's going through it with you. Roy Carter's not alone today. Amen? God's with him. And God's peace, again, will be present with him. And what a gift for Roy to know that his father served faithfully and preached the gospel again and looked forward to eternity with the Lord. And so if your loved ones are saved and you're saved, there's reason for rejoicing. Amen? Because, again, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I've often said my last breath here is going to be my first breath there. And what a glorious moment that's going to be. God is with you. But the good news is our God is also for you. When Jesus met people, what did He do? He usually asked them, what is it that you want me to do for you? Go back and search the Scripture. Over and over again, when Jesus would meet someone, what is it you want me to do for you? Paul said, if God is for you, who can be against you? And the scripture says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and to give you a hope. Are you listening? No one wants what's best for you more than God. No one. And no one knows better what's best for you than God. And so therefore we are to run to Him. Don't be afraid. 365 times it's said in Scripture, one for every time of the day. And the good news is He's not mad at you. He's mad about you. Amen? He's deeply in love. He didn't come to condemn you. He didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. He came to erase all your sins and all your mistakes and all your failures and all your regrets. Don't be afraid. He came to save us. It is a time of celebration. It is a time of salvation. The life of Jesus, it was an expression of God's heart. He came for you. He lived for you. He died for you. He rose from the dead for you. He gave you eyes that you might fix them upon Him. Faith that you can lean on Him at any situation, and that your life can depend upon Him because He is faithful. You know, there are three great questions that the world struggles with. And somewhere in your journey, you've also asked these same three questions. Why am I alive? Does my existence really matter? Why am I alive? Does my life matter? What is the significance of my life? What is my purpose, the intention? Why am I here? What am I to do? And sometime or another, like everyone else, our life kind of jumps the track like a train does. And we take detours thinking we know better than God. Hello? Ever been there? Bet you have, because I have too. But the wonderful news is, Christmas is a time of celebration, of salvation. He came to redeem us. He came to reset the direction of our lives. He came to restore us to our original purpose. We're saved from sin, and we're saved for good, and we're saved by the grace of God. Religion. It's man's attempt to get to God, to please God. But grace is God reaching down to man. And Jesus says, everything I do for you, everything, again, every single blessing in your life is a gift of my grace. All that is needed for salvation has been done. It is finished. I'm so thankful He didn't say you were finished. Or that I was finished, amen? But that the work of God for redemption, salvation is finished, and our work just begins. And God made a promise that, again, He that began that good work in you, guess what? He's not going to stop it. He's going to complete it. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Now listen carefully. Purpose to seek Him, and He will be your reward. Purpose to know Him, and He will reveal Himself to you. Purpose to follow Him, and He will lead you in the way. Purpose to enjoy Him, and He'll be your dearest friend. Purpose to praise Him, and He will be your song. Purpose to trust Him, and He will be your provider. Purpose to please Him, and He will not keep any good thing from you. Purpose to be totally His, and guess what? He'll purpose to be totally yours. Go all in for Jesus. Amen? God's love gift. You know what Mary did? She nurtured Him. Joseph, He provided for Him. The angels, they ministered to Him. The disciples, they followed Him. Man, we crucified Him. But hallelujah, the Holy Spirit raised Him back to life. God exalted Him. Hearts today receive Him, voices praise Him, lives glorify Him, and worshipers adore Him. And I just want to encourage you, come adore our blessed Savior. Don't miss that incredible moment of His birth, not only when He came from heaven to earth, but when He became your Savior and the birth of salvation took place in your life. Worship Him. Adore Him. He is worthy of that. Amen? Celebrate that He loves you. Celebrate that He's with you. Celebrate that He's for you. Celebrate that He's in you, the hope of glory, because He saves you from sin, saves you for good, and saves you by the grace of God. Only Christ could do that. What a wonderful, incredible Savior we have. Don't miss Him. Don't miss Him. Make sure you got room in your heart for Him. Make sure you got room every day in your life for Him. In fact, what do you need to do every day? Begin with Him and end with Him. And make sure again you're all in, because He wants to be all in on your behalf. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your glorious love for us. Thank You for that incredible night that hope was born, that sin could be conquered. I think of the song, just suppose that You, God, had searched all through heaven and couldn't find one willing to be that perfect sacrifice. But You did find one, Your only begotten Son, who willingly, lovingly left heaven, came to earth, lived that perfect life, suffered, allowed all the sin of the world to be placed upon Him and crush Him to death. But then You raised Him to life. And He lives. And what a difference our lives are, because He does. Especially when He lives in us as our Savior, as our Lord, as our hope, as our peace, as our joy, as our everything. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father, for the incredible, indescribable gift of Your Son to be our Savior. May we adore You, love You, offer our lives every day, as Your Word says, a living sacrifice for all that You've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. I think we have our hymn of invitation, 411, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." Would you stand with us as we sing? The altar is open for you to pray. Pray again for the missionaries all around the world. Pray for your family members that aren't a part of the family of God, that this would be a significant time and season for them to open their heart to Jesus Christ. Pray again for, again, your pastor, Roy, and his family in this time of need as well. We'll be here to pray with anyone that has a special prayer request. God did give a Son, and you can trust Him every moment through every step of life. He's faithful. You may be seated.
Amen. Thank you, Mike. Ask our ushers to come forward, please. We're so grateful to have a friend like Michael Barrett and to have him available to our church. Many of you don't ever get a chance to preach, and so you don't know what it's like for somebody to call you at the last minute and say, can you do this? He's a great friend to our church, and he's a great servant of the Lord. Let me lead you in our offertory prayer. Our Father, we're so thankful for Jesus. And we're so thankful that we still live in a country that sets aside a time every year to focus on our Savior who came to die on Calvary's cross for us. Lord, I pray that you will bless the offering that we take this morning, that you will bless each gift and each giver. Lord, that you will use the gift that others might come to know Jesus and know him as Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Vicki. Well, we've got some birthdays and some anniversaries to acknowledge today. Tim Wharf is going to be having a birthday the 22nd, and Leonard Stafford is going to have a birthday the 23rd of December. And then on the 17th, which is today, Tammy and Brian Gardner are celebrating an anniversary. So you want to take an opportunity to share with them. And I appreciate so much the many of you who sent Facebook wishes and cards to Donna and I this week, having the opportunity to be away for a week to celebrate our 60th wedding anniversary. We do that every 10 years, whether we need to or not. So thank you so much for allowing us to be away. Let me cover some things on our schedule today, but before I do that, let me tell you, many of you have been asking about the arrangements for Roy Carter. I'm gonna call him Roy Carter Sr. because it's not exactly the same three names, but it's close enough to we can call him. His service, the visitation is gonna be from 1 to 3 tomorrow And then the service is going to be at 3 p.m. tomorrow at Ronald Meadows Funeral Parlor in Hinton, West Virginia. So I know several of our people are already planning to go. I think the Monday night D-Life group is planning to go be with our pastor then. Many others are. Hinton, West Virginia is a small town, but it's not too far away if you get a chance to go. I know our pastor would appreciate it. Today, we're having a business meeting of immediately following this service. And then immediately following that, the Finance Committee is going to meet in the Treasurer's office for a brief meeting. So if you're part of that, you remember that when we get there. Tonight, our Christmas cantata at 6 o'clock. We talked about the threat that the weather has been to it, but we just believe God's going to make a way for us to have it. And so we're going to be here tonight, and following that, we're going to have a fellowship. You come. The fellowship is for finger foods and desserts, so you know how that works. If you don't bring them, we don't have them, okay? So please come and be a part of that. Be a part of the cantata tonight. Awana's on winter break right now. They'll begin back again in January the 7th. And then we have the things that are going on today. No D-Life. The pastor's D-Life group obviously will not meet today. And Steve's group will not be meeting tomorrow night. They're going to Hinton, West Virginia. Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Excuse me. Wednesday at 10 o'clock, we meet at the Olympic Restaurant in Colfax to just fellowship and eat, and it's a fun time. Men, anybody, any age, men, welcome to come. I'm not going to say it. I was going to say, if you can't come without your wife, bring your wife, but I don't want to start a trend, I guess. So a lot going on in the life of our church. A lot of folks are going through difficult times. I don't remember a Christmas in a long, long time that had so much sickness and family losing family members and everything. Pray for the family of God. Do that. We desperately need to pray for each other, and there's a lot of need for prayer going on right now. Now, I'm going to do something that the pastor normally gets to do. I have in my pocket here some money, a big stack of money. We have so many people that make the ministry of Central Baptist Church work and work smoothly. And so we want to acknowledge those people today and give an opportunity to share a gift with them. So I'm going to call their names out, and I'm going to ask them to come and stand here on this platform with us and stay till everybody has received a check. First one is Ernie Wall, who does sound for us. Ernie, come on up. And Wesley Ham is one of the people that works in the sound booth upstairs in the other building to help us broadcast this on Facebook and our website. Wesley, I think, is with the pastor already in West Virginia. Tim Wharf. Tim is the guy who keeps things working around here.
That's right.
When we need a repair, we just tell Tim, and he sees that it gets done. We're so thankful for you guys. Just come on up. Just stay here for a minute. Donna Miller, I'm not sure who she is. plays the organ. I've had her as an accompanist for me for over 50 years when I did choir, so it was very, very, I had to pay her in my pocket. Vicki Jones. Vicki does such a good job playing the piano for us, and music means so much to our worship services. Jim Crider. Jim directs our wind ensemble, and if anybody needs prayer, he needs prayer. is up in the sound booth today. Don, if you here and you want to come down, that's fine, but I'll keep your money for you till you get here. We're so thankful for these people. And then Carol Boone is chairman of our personnel committee, and she's going to do some things that I can't do.
We have a couple more checks. We don't want to forget our staff. First of all, we want to recognize Brad McClure, and he's going to showcase his work tonight at our cantata.
It's not work when you love it.
And Mr. David Miller, our associate pastor, we love him. We also have one for Roy. We want to keep praying for him. You know, he can't be here today, but I'm going to ask David to hang on to that for Roy. Would you do that for me?
I'll do that. I'll put it on his desk.
And we appreciate all these people.
All right. You guys just hang here just for a minute. Let me do a closing prayer, and then we'll take a brief recess, 10 minutes, and let everybody do whatever they need to, and then we'll have our business meeting. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the Christmas message that we've been sharing this morning together as a reminder that you're always there. You're always available. You came to save the lost. Father, I pray that today, this morning, and tonight, if anyone comes to this service needing Jesus, that they will find him complete and sufficient for every need. Lord, bless us as we go our way today. Have your will and your way in every heart and life. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.